Let me tell you, technology is not my friend. Luckily, I got this first episode up and it was only about 20 minutes long because I'm going to do 20 minutes if there's nothing else really hanging out going on. And then, then we'll do about, maybe half hour or something if someone's on here with me. Who knows? We'll see how it goes. But before we get started, let's just take a moment to settle into self, bring ourselves into awareness, and I'll hope that you can hear this. If not, my bad. We'll try it again. All right. As I mentioned, Carmita Smiles here. This is episode one, and we are in Carmita's Cube. Today, we are talking about one of the scariest things I dealt with today. Actually, it was the scariest and is the only thing that I really got done today is accidents, car accidents, in my case. This isn't my first one, but when we have an accident, it's about... Are accidents just accidents, or are accidents also awakenings, maybe even miracles? This is my third accident in a lifetime, and lately I've said a lot of three is the magical number in regards to car accidents, in regards to major car accidents. I guess that is the magic number with that also. And my first car accident happened back in college. I was in a silver car. A lot happening, definitely an awakening. Second, silver car. This was probably about 5 years later after college. Definitely another awakening. And here we are today in an awakening once again, which I kid you not, my family, we are very intuitive and empathic. And before I left my house yesterday, I said, I'm not going to work. Wasn't sure how or why. I had no physical whatevers stopping me. And the Lord and the universe know I still need my vehicle. But accident. And I did not go to work. And I was lucky enough to be able to swerve. So instead of hitting on my driver's side, they hit, well, still driver's side, but the back of the car. So I was still a bit sore from that. But it's funny the mind, how it works, because today my brain was like any car that was near me, which was all over the road, was like scaring my mind. So I have to break that pattern and go, no car, this is a new day, we are safe, let's be off. Now what I want to dive into is when you have something like that, car accident, or maybe you drop something, or you spill something, or you fall, or you're late, or just things that you don't normally have an occurrence on your day-to-day happen. Is that just an accident? Is that just an oops? Or is it an awakening? Do you ever have something happen to you and then later on you go with your day and you find out like, oh my gosh, I would have been there at that time. And luckily I wasn't because such and such happened. Or, oh my gosh, I could have gotten hit in the head with that baseball, but I spilled my drink and I bent over just in time. Or, oh wow, I arrived early. Usually I'm late. I would not have known that that happened on the street, but here I am. Thank goodness. Like, because life is interesting like that. There are these patterns, these cycles, these moments, and I guess you could even call them miracles in some of these cases. But do you resonate with that? Do you take the time and are you so caught up though and you're just so like, ah, this is ridiculous? Or do you go, wow, no. Like, thank goodness that happened. And you take a moment to step back and let things just sink in. For me, that's what I had to do. I went back home after everything and I did a little bit of cooking, but I sat in silence. I had a really good phone conversation with a really good buddy of mine, but then I sat in silence that entire rest of the night until I went to sleep and thought about things. Like, what is going on? My friend was like, you gotta meditate, girl. Did you meditate yet? You gotta meditate. And I was like, no. I was so upset. And then I did, and I had to look at relationships and jobs and what's happening and why, what is this slowdown for? And I got so much rest and so much sleep, but also so much done in my day. I got new projects, new productivities, because I am such an entrepreneur, and that awakening was definitely work related. It was, what am I doing? How am I getting off mission? Why am I speeding up? And all these things happening that don't make sense. So it was really like a whoa moment. Like, wow, like, okay, like, what is happening? I have this job. It's not terrible. It's just, whose mission am I following? You know, and how can I balance between their mission and their work and my mission and my work? You know, and you know, feelings, vibes of when that took place. I listened to my mind and said, and knew and brought into awareness that I know I'm not going into work today. That's interesting, because sometimes I do listen and I stay home and I meditate on it, and then I find out later that something else did happen at a job site or something. And thank goodness I wasn't in that day. But it's really honing in and resonating and listening to self on those things, and then trying to figure out the rest there. So it was really good for me to just be at home after that and sit and not feel guilty. Like, because back in the day, like my first accident, I felt guilty if something happened to me, because then it took me away from other people. And no one should feel guilty when something happens to them that is negative and feel like, oh, but what about such and such? That right there is an alert, an alarm saying time to check in with self. Time to understand that if you're not your best, you can't be there for others. And if someone's mad at you because you couldn't make it in, then they don't maybe need to be in your life at that time. So it's just looking at these things. So think about that. When's the last time maybe something happened to you that seemed like a curse but then ended up a blessing? Seemed like a mistake but then ended up helping you out? Ended up seeming like it was going to hinder but then helped raise you up? You know, is it with, like you said, with your job, with a family member, with a relationship, with just an accident that seemed to be on your own, and then you realize, I'm going the wrong direction. How do I turn this around? So it's really bringing those moments into mind and sitting with them, and maybe getting in front of your computer, maybe getting in front of a notebook, sitting in silence and seeing what comes up, or just jotting things down. What's happening in my life? What is going on? Where did I say I wanted to be that I'm not? Am I halfway there? Because I do feel like I'm halfway there. I always, you know, I ran a pet care business for 5 years, and it seems so backwards, because I was like, I always wanted to leave. I wanted to take my business and company into my own hands so that I could get more freedom. And it ended up making me a prisoner of my own life and of my own doings in my own place. And I never felt free. And when I did, something crazy always happened. So then that burnt me out, change of pace with life, with everything going on, from all the interesting things to burnout, to too much, to giving away, to not taking care of myself, to now being in a whole new world of wellness, which if you'd like to, feel free to join me, because I also like to leave things now in the past, or in the past, including my old talks. If you want to hear about more old talks about coming into awareness and bringing up and rising self and taking care of self-care, I have stuff on SoundCloud. You can find me, Kermita Smiles. Instagram is where I'm most active, Kermita Smiles. YouTube, we dive a little deeper from these conversations on YouTube, Kermita Smiles. So you can find me, same name, everywhere, Google. But getting back into just that alignment and that openness and that, okay, now I'm here in this awareness, you know, and taking maintenance on self. I think I got away from that maintenance. It's good to do maintenance on yourself. It's good to check in, whether it's 5 minutes a day, 1 hour weekly, one day a month, to see what's going on. What is frazzling me? Why is my schedule this way? How is work handling that way? You know, and just finding those ways of life and reconnecting with self, and allowing reconnection with self, and to bring into peace and to let resonate what's going to help and guide you and raise you up, and let go of what no longer needs to be. I talk a lot about awareness and coming into self and making sure that we have self-care, self-love, self-awareness there, so that then if we're better, then we can help others. Because if we're not doing good, we really can be, you can be spreading yourself thin, you can be frazzled, it's just not great. Your body, mind, or soul. And with sometimes these accidents or miracles or occurrences that happen, it's really could be, depending, take it how you will with it, but the universe going, hey, stop. Let's look at this. What's going on here? Where's your mission? Where's your path? Let's do some maintenance. Let's get you back on track, because it'll get there. And that's where I was. I was getting there. I was halfway there. And then I got off track. So it's now sitting down. I got my schedule rebuilt. I had to check in with self. And here we are. And now I'm moved from SoundCloud to figuring out this podcast. Because let me tell you, it's kind of funny. My first one up, it said, you know, do the Bluetooth, do the microphone, and it did not work. So normally these will be on at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 10 a.m. West Coast, which is where our really morning vibe is, and then 7 p.m. across the world. So, and everywhere else in between. But those are my places, my homes, my heart. So this 1 p.m. Eastern Standard East Coast Time, I am in Carmitas Cube right now looking out at the Lake Erie. What's nice about, this is the good thing about technology, because I can do this. We can meet at any time. And sometimes there might be a little noise. Sometimes maybe not. Maybe now I do need to invest in a better microphone, because my other earpiece, I feel, is a little bit ruffled. And then this one doesn't like to work correctly with my computer. So we'll work the kinks out. First episodes are always a little rough. But I just want to bring that in. Accidents and awareness and awakenings. You know, is something an accident? Is something an awakening? Sit down, resonate, take time to look at that. Like I said, normally we'll be about 20 minutes in or so with these conversations. And then we'll always dive deeper on Wednesday nights at the nighttime on YouTube Live. So check that out also. That's about 10:30. I clock in about that to dive in deeper while I'm doing activities to prep for events. You can join me at live events. I'll put some links out hopefully for that. Because I have, like I said, or just go on my Instagram, Karmita Smiles, connect with me, chat with me, let me know what's happened out there. What accidents took place or oopsie moments in your life that then were helpings, awareness, risings, and awakenings? What is going on with you? Let me know, reach out, and we'll dive a little deeper on Wednesday. So I'm cutting it short for today because I'm a little teched out right now and I gotta log on. We gotta do some midday yin yoga to really get our minds right, and I still need a little tea break in between. So which I pick up, if anyone watches or listens to Mr. Hines, right? Mr. Hines, he always has his tea. And so I'm like, yeah, that is good. I know a lot of us are always like, yeah, I get our tea too. Usually I'm all about water, but gotta change it up sometimes. So I will leave you with that. Reach out, Carmita Smiles and Carmita's Cube, today's theme. Just take a deep breath, close your eyes, thinking about those awareness moments, those awakenings, those accidents. And let's see where we vibe. Let's see where we vibe. Oh, I can't just get this right. That's all right. I should sit and take a breath and lead you off into the day with no incoming calls. All right, we'll chat next time. Take care.